Hello.
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. May I speak with Kendra Janrett?
He's not available at this moment.
Okay. Would you like to participate in a short public opinion survey, ma'am? This will only take a couple minutes of your time. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. What is your age?
45.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or not vote?
50-50.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
6.
Okay, thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to be a 6?
A little likely, but not quite half, a little more than 50-50.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
Neither.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind with the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
Falling behind.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and presidents. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Investing in child care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable for working parents.
Yes, that's a 10.
Okay. Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
That would be a 1.
Strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
That would be a 10.
Thank you. Making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
Yes, that would be a 10.
Thank you. Investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
Yes, that'd be a 10.
Okay. Passing common sense gun reforms to help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Out of 7.
All right. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
That would be a 10.
Thank you very much. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Tackling inflation and improving the economy. Stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. Combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president.
The third one and the fifth one.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Michelle Obama.
100.
All right. Jill Stein.
I don't know. I don't get into further into all of that. I really don't. So I can't really rate any of that, you know.
Okay. So would you say no opinion?
There you go. That would be my best bet for that, for, you know, the going down and listing the people.
Okay.
And I don't have an opinion on any of that.
All right. Thank you. Joe Biden.
I'd say half.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Maybe a 70.
Thank you. J.D. Vance.
No opinion.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
I said no opinion.
No opinion? Okay, no problem. Donald Trump.
I would say probably a 0 on that one.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Maybe a 40.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Maybe about a 70.
70, okay. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
The opposite of Trump, that probably would be the best thing for me to say.
Okay. Thank you very much. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Right. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we would like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
Say it again.
I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
Agree. How do I write that?
Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I say agree.
All right. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman.
Somewhat.
Would you say somewhat agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I would like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. Fixing the immigration system.
Harris, I guess.
Would you say somewhat or much better?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women.
Agree.
Who do you think would be better for maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women? Would you say Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Okay. Would you say much or somewhat?
Much.
Thank you very much. Implementing common sense gun reforms to help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Harris.
You would say much or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Harris.
Would you say somewhat or much?
Much.
Improving K-12 public schools education.
Harris.
Say much or somewhat?
Much.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all. Our rights, freedoms, and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our progress and the changing demographics of our country. They are dismantling the policies and laws that so many generations have fought to put in place over the years that tackle racial and gender inequality. From affirmative action to college diversity programs, the business funding specifically designed to help minority and women business to control over what we do with our bodies. They are fighting our progress. Voting is how we use our power to fight back by supporting those candidates who will fight for our rights and make sure we don't go backwards. How convincing is this on a scale from 0 to 10?
A 7.
Thank you. Women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher income countries, we fall far, far behind most of our counterparts, with more than double their maternal mortality rates. And African American women have more than double the maternal mortality rate of any other race in the nation. It's time we use our political power to demand leaders fight for women's health, for maternal health, and to protect our reproductive rights over our own bodies. Our vote has power, the power to save lives. We must use that power for our health.
Let's see.
Thank you. Our country is being overrun with illegal immigrants, and the effects are devastating for American citizens. Rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicians are opening up our borders. This crisis undermines U.S. workers and jobs, increases crime, drains the treasury, and overloads schools and hospitals. We must get out and vote to ensure that we elect leaders who will work for us and put the interests of American citizens first.
Eight.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did it, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10.
Nine.
Thank you. I'm going to read your list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 3 days. Twitter.
No.
YouTube.
Yes.
TikTok.
No.
Okay. Facebook.
No.
Instagram.
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Say it again.
Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
All right, thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
None, really.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
I said none, really.
Okay. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great night, ma'am.
You too.